thinking since you What's up, what's up, what's up, everyone? Today we have the one and only, the Violet One. He has some pretty crazy news right now. First of all, I just want to say, Justin, thanks for being on here. Man, what a crazy couple weeks it's been, huh?
Yeah, aren't you glad you got me in your life, Luke?
You know, it's
just had a little bit. I give you some gray hairs, but I had some excitement in your life.
Oh, dude, that was kind of a couple things I wanted to talk to you about. First things first, I know you got a big fight coming on, but I gotta have me my drink. You know what I mean? Gotta have.
That's
my,
why you started the show.
Yeah,
that's why you started the show. So you can drink it.
I need to get like a water sponsor or a coffee sponsor, so I don't have to drink so much. That's what I need. Yeah, but anyways, listen up, guys. We got Justin Gaethje here. He is getting ready to fight for the interim world title against Tony Ferguson. This is the shortest fight you've ever taken, short notice fight. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, if you're an MMA fan, you knew Khabib and Tony were going to fight. And if you're an MMA fan, you knew that it had a good possibility of not happening. And this is the fifth time, so... You know, with all the crazy stuff, Khabib got stuck in Russia. He wasn't going to be able to be back. They called me on Friday, last Friday, not 5 days ago.
Yeah, about a week.
Yeah, about a week ago. No, it was Thursday night they called me. Asked me, I was like, I got to call my coach, ask him. I was like, and then he says, take late replacement fights. And I was like, you're right. And so, I told him I was going to sleep on it. Went to sparring the next day. I've been sparring, 7-8 rounds for fun since February.
Right.
So after the sparring, I was like, Coach, it's for a world title. And if I lose, where am I at? I'm in the same exact spot I'm in right now. So, I was like, I don't understand. I was like, we need to do this. So they sent me a contract on Saturday, and I sent it back in about 10 minutes. As soon as I knew it was for an interim title, as soon as I knew I was getting the money I wanted, then I signed the contract. A lot of guys said they wanted to fight this card, but not one of them put their name on the dotted line. So that's the only way to know who's about it.
Right. Well, you and I both know. I know you more well than a lot of other people, but as
for more well,
more well, yeah, same. That's a Lukeism. For the people who are just tuning in and listening, tell us a little bit, you're known, your brand right here that I'm wearing, the Violet One.
Yep, Violet One. Link in bio on Instagram.
Hey. Joe Rogan said it himself. You were probably the most violent man alive, or in the UFC.
I'm the most violent man in the most violent sport.
Yep. That's what it was. And so tell us a little bit about that. Why so violent? Tell us.
Why so violent? Probably because I'm probably the densest guy in the way that my bones have this special density to them. So when I hit you, it hurts. I don't know why. I was a pitcher as a kid, and throwing a right hand is just like throwing a fastball. So I got the mechanics down early came across a great coach, Trevor Whitman, who I say I'm a canvas and he's an artist, and we are making a beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah, he's definitely good. I know that firsthand. What are you doing out there?
Oh, let me show you.
Ooh, are you cooking? What are those, ribeyes? These are some.
Oh, no. Don't get crazy. These are some Wagyu New York strips.
Okay.
Probably need to get a little hotter, though.
What is that? Pit Boss Grill? Oh yeah, I've
Pit Boss. Check it out. They just sent me their new one. I got a smoker here, and then this side double.
Oh, look snap! At this side.
Whole another grill over here.
That is awesome. I love that. Love that. Well, after this fight, well, hopefully after this whole Corona deal, we can get back with barbecuing and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna definitely need to get together to celebrate.
So before we get off subject, right now I'm seeing all the headlines right now. Hashtag for the people.
For the people.
Tell us what's up with the.
You already know. We're all on a tough spot right now, man. Sitting at home, no sports on the television. Trying not to go crazy. So, you know, I'm glad. Or for some reason, there's 7-point-some billion people on this earth. But I'm the man that gets to step in and entertain you. So, yeah, for the people, man. I know we need it. I know we need it. I know some people don't agree with it. But there's a lot of people that wish they could work that can't work right now. And if I could help the UFC put on a card, which means a lot of people get to go to work, then I'm in. And especially if there's a world title on the line.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I signed up for in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm 100% agreeing with you. I mean, this is definitely for the people, the fans. I mean, even if you're not an MMA fan, and if you tune in that night, you will become a fan, just especially watching Justin fight, you know?
Yeah.
What does it mean to take this fight in such short time, though? I mean, you and I both know, you know, as you, a lot of you guys know, that I'm one of Justin's cornermen when he fights. We've been teammates. Oh, man, I'm getting an echo.
I definitely gave this dude some concussions.
Yeah, he didn't give too many, but you did mess up my ribs one time.
Yeah, I put you in the hospital. You thought your spleen was ruptured, and you just had a contusion, remember?
Yeah, the ER doctor, the urgent care doctor, said I had a ruptured spleen, and I felt like, yeah, I did. Oh, man.
You're getting off target. What are we talking about?
Yeah, just talking about how, you know, like a short-notice fight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a big gamble for me, for someone that fights the way I do. And the confidence that I instill through preparation, you know, that's how I go in there with such confidence and such, you know, I'm very content with winning or losing, because you can only expect, you know, you can only expect the best of yourself when you can only control very few things in life, especially when it comes to being in an octagon and throwing punches and kicks and elbows and knees. So, you know, the way I fight, I require the preparation. But my last three fights, I've really become a different fighter. And, you know, I feel like I can fight like that forever. Is Tony going to let me fight like that? Probably not. But when I touch his body and touch his legs, he's going to slow down for me. And then eventually I got to find his head. I've said it in multiple interviews that, you know, I've been scheduled to fight 14, 15, 16 five-round fights in my 23-fight career. Maybe less, maybe 13. I don't know, a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
You've been a lot of main events.
Like eight with the, so 12. 12 total. And the two longest I went, I lost. So I have been training. I haven't been training for this necessarily. This is impossible to train for without this being at the end of the road. But, you know, ever since January, February, March, every single month, multiple times that, in those months, I had a conversation with myself where I said, you're going to fight again, and it's going to be a huge fight. So you can't get out of shape. You know, I usually enjoy my off time, enjoy my breaks, but right now it's not the time to take it. Put up the gas. So, you know, I'm very confident in this fight. I do believe that I could be 90 to 95% of where I would be with a full training camp with this at the end of the road. Because, again, I have been training. But, you know, just last fight I fought with I was pretty much blind. I fought with two viral pink eyes. And then, so that was the first time I had faced adversity going into a fight.
Wait a minute. Was that when I farted in your face?
If you farted in my face, you wouldn't be on this podcast right now.
Damn.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
Promise you that.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, you're just a man that fights, that faces it, you know? You do.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, everybody that steps in there deserves credit. And I think I will get, win or lose, you know, humans recognize the effort. I will give max effort. I will not disappoint myself, and I won't disappoint myself my family or God. And that's still my only intentions when I go in there. So all the people that are there for me, I really appreciate it. All the haters, you know, I appreciate it. But ultimately, there's only a very few amount of people that I do this for.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. So talk to us a little bit. Tell us what's going on with the venue, where the place is taking place at. I mean,
I wish you could get that scoop. Nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody still knows, huh?
No, I don't even know where I'm fighting at. It's a Kumite, dude. It's yeah, day of.
We heard it's on an island.
Sign me up, dude. Some beach somewhere.
So, you know, there's obviously no crowd. What's that like to you?
No
crowd. What's that like to you? Because you have a huge family, a huge support system back home that goes to every one of your fights. What's that going to be like not having them there?
It's going to be different. I mean, I've had 30 fights total. My parents have only missed one. That was my second amateur fight ever in like 2008. So I'm sure it's tougher on them. I know I'd love to have them there, but again, they're there with me no matter what. I'm fighting for them. So I'd rather them stay home and be safe, honestly.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing. It's just going to be different for me. Like, who am I going to have beers with there? Ray's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah, he's going to be there. It's good.
You got Cherry.
Yeah. So speaking of that guy, tell us, Justin, you're three coaches, right? You got Coach T, your head coach. You got Ben, your wrestling coach. You got me as the man, right?
What are you? You want to know what your role is?
I got everything. I got all the skills to pay the bills.
You're there for me to punch and for me to laugh at. You keep my spirits high, Lucas.
Yeah, I definitely do that. My body goes through a lot. So real quick, you got one word to describe them. One word to describe your coaches. Well, your cornermen. Let's not leave out Marcus. Let's not leave out your twin brother, okay?
Yeah, you and Marcus.
Dude, I wear a lot of hats when I'm in fight week, bro. A lot of hats. Who else rubs all the Abilene on your body and tucks you in like a nice little burrito to cut that weight?
You get more enjoyment out of that than me, Luke. I promise you.
I don't think so. Hey, so tell us one word, Trevor Whitman.
Dude's an artist.
Okay, Ben, your wrestling coach.
That dude has made me quit so many times. Every word that comes to my mind is not a good word. But he's the first real coach he's the first technically sound coach that I believe I came across. Outside that, as a kid, I was learning mental fortitude and attitude, which are very important. So, yeah, those are – I don't have a good word for him.
Maybe attitude. Attitude would be – good
yeah,
word
that's
for Ben.
A good one.
Yeah, attitude with for Ben.
Some son of a bitch is what he is.
Yeah, right.
Still can't beat him. He's like almost 40.
I know he's a G.
You wish you could say that.
Shoot, dude, I'm gonna do some cross workouts with him this week.
You show you my progress here.
Let me see it. Oh yeah, that's looking good. So for you guys that are listening and not watching this. Justin's on this Pit Boss grill cooking outside on his patio, and he got some meat.
Today's my one day I get steak and potatoes, so I'm going all out.
Oh yeah,
I gotta get some carbs after workout. My first one all week.
Right on. Hey, don't change the subject. Don't change the subject. What's Marcus? One word.
My brother.
That's two words, but
yeah. Well, you're getting two. My punching bag.
All right. So that's what I am. Okay. Is that what I am?
Hey,
punching bag?
This is what everyone really needs to know. This is why you're really here. So if I ever feel a little nervous before a fight, I look at Luke and I see his face and I'm like, I'm doing better than him. he puked every fight. He puked every fight. He said he's not scared, but obviously he puked every fight.
You know what's crazy? Me puking it. Okay, so for all the people that are listening right now, in the locker room before Gaethje fights, it's a probably right, maybe two fights. Probably two fights prior his fight, I get the BGs, man. Hurry up. Cut that out.
The bubble guts?
Yeah, I get the BGs. I get the bubble guts. And then all of a sudden, I think I got to go to the bathroom. But then it just comes out my mouth. Like, I just start, I get nervous. And it didn't start happening until the second Palomino fight.
Before UFC?
Yeah, dude. It was the second time you fought for the title in World Series of Fighting against Palomino. And yeah. I don't know what happened, but it was nuts. And now I just I'm like a little freaking schoolgirl puking in the back in the locker room. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I don't understand. I don't even really like you that much. You know what I mean?
I don't know what it is either.
But I coach a lot of people, and I don't know what it is, but just guy. He just because maybe
I'm
the way
sure it's the it's way
he fights. Yes, it's the way he fights. Reckless, fearless, and just don't give a fuck. You just don't give a fuck when you're out there. And I think that's what scares me. But I love it, you know?
That's also what scares my opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Tony ain't going to be scared.
No, Tony's a G. And that's – Tony is a – he's there for a reason just like you're there for a reason. And that's one thing I got to say about Tony. Tony's a G, but you're no chump either, you know? So that's one thing I got to say. It's definitely game time.
Start getting that diaphragm strong.
I know. I'm trying, dude. Talk to us. College. Man, what's the echo?
Yeah, what's the echo? You come.
I'm echoing?
Yeah. Ooh, that looks good. That looks good. That looks real good. Real good.
Wagyu, baby.
Yeah. Tell us what happened. What's up with college, dude? You went to UNC, right? Is that what landed you here in Colorado?
Yeah, that's what got me to Colorado from Arizona. Super small place in Arizona. It's awesome to be able to represent such a small community and have the support of a small community, you know. Living in a city and a small town are two very different ways of life. So,
right on.
I went to college at UNC. Yeah, I went to college at UNC, wrestled for 4 years, and I was their first and only Division I All-American in 2010.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They still have my plaque. They won't even give my plaque.
And what year did you do an All-American?
2010.
That's crazy.
2010. In Philadelphia, where in the same arena I fought Edson Barboza.
I remember that. I totally remember that. Hold on real quick. I got a couple questions coming in on the IG right now.
Okay.
What round are you going to put Tony away? Let's go.
First round.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Here's another question is, why is Luke so much sexier than you, Justin, from Matt Lopez?
I know that ain't your wife.
Everybody's calling you the most violent man right now, brother. They said they can't wait, and they say thank you for this. Here's another question. What round would you put Luke away if you guys were sparring? Come on now, don't lie.
He wouldn't even make it. He'd be puking in the back.
Oh, come on.
How scared he gets.
Come on.
You have not sparred with me since I put you in the hospital.
Lies.
That was like 2 years ago.
Lies.
Really?
Yeah,
don't lie to your face,
man. I'm not lying. Justin, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend.
Fiance?
I'm still looking.
Okay. Yeah, he's still looking. Yeah. Are you straight?
I am straight.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's funny. What's the hardest part of being Luke's friend? Come on.
Trying to keep the weight off this guy.
Come on.
He used to be Lil Hulk. His email is Lil Hulk 155, and that's in reference to his weight. But now he needs to change it to Lil Hulk 225.
Yeah, my, I'm good, bros. I'm good. I'm on this.
Unless you're just talking about your little pee-pee, then you're on point.
Hey, leave my pito alone. Leave it out of here.
Hey, you got two kids. I got none. So
yeah, I got something. I'm doing something right. Here's the deal. What is the hardest part of training? Roberto, what's up back there?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What up? What's the hardest part about training?
As a human, it's getting myself mentally prepared and not make excuses and to give it my all every time. Every time I work out, someone has to quit. If it's a partner workout, I have to quit or they have to quit. And if it's a one-on-one workout with my coach, I have to quit every single time. Better than yesterday.
Yep.
Better than yesterday. That's my only plan every day.
Next question is, what's the funnest part of training?
The funnest part is sparring.
You like sparring. Why is that?
I love sparring. I love, I'm an adrenaline junkie, and yeah, adrenaline is the best drug on earth, I believe. And it feels good.
Yeah. So everybody's wondering, like, you said you were straight, but who's the man back there that you just cooked for?
That's my cousin. Roberto.
Yeah, I know Roberto. What up, boy?
Hello. How are you?
Come here in LA. Look at. Boom. He beats me uppercut.
Yeah, we seen him sparring. Yeah, dude, he's funny. I love him. He's the best. So he's really from LA. He's been stuck here with you the whole time, huh?
Stuck. He's wagyu in your ship right now.
This is it's definitely not stuck. It's definitely a perk for you, huh, Roberto?
Bro, I've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, right.
He could be in LA.
Yeah. You were here when we went to Vegas. How many weeks ago was that? Months ago. A month. At least a month and a half.
Almost a month ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we went to Vegas. And that's when you were sparring even then. So people say who he hasn't been training? Bullshit.
Hey, I've been training. Yeah. All I know is that I'm in the safest place in America. I'm the most violent man in the world.
I went to... No, Francis McDonald might be a little more violent.
He's a big dude. I saw him.
Yeah, I scored like 7 rounds in Vegas. Yeah. When I went to Extreme Couture. Hey. Yep. Fight to fight, man.
Fight to fight. That's it.
I've been getting ready my whole life.
Yeah, you've been getting ready your whole life. You wrestled, what, age of 4? Is that right?
When you started? I also have a twin brother, so I started before that.
Oh, really? And tell us, like, you said you've been... Oh, is that your dog? Let's see it. Oh, there's Raider. Raider's a G. When you went to UNC, right, you went on a scholarship, right?
I guess you can call it that.
Whatever.
I'm from a very small place, and I didn't wrestle... like year round, I played football, uh-huh. I played baseball. So in order to get a look when you're from a small place, in order to get a look, you got to be traveling to national tournaments. So I didn't get a lot of exposure.
Right.
And I think it worked out great because there's no, UNC was the best, you know, obviously. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Right. And UNC, what would, you were an All-American there. Obviously, man, been there. But besides that, what was the craziest shit happened in college? What was one of your probably the craziest things you guys did in college?
So I've never been in a one-on-one street fight, but there were a couple big brawls that I was involved in or around or at a party that happened. And man, those were some of the craziest times for sure. My first year there, and I think it was probably the first party I went to. It was shoulder to shoulder, and a fight broke out. And dude, that was the first time I ever punched somebody. Some dude was like, this kid was in the corner scared, and this guy was just kneeing him. I was like, leave him alone. And he was like, oh, you want some? So I smoked him, and his knees went one way, and his head went the other way. I was like, holy crap! That's a punch.
Oh, I wonder if he knows who you are today, and he goes like, Justin Gaethje's the one that dropped me. Oh, that's crazy.
I punched three people in college, and every single one of them
went to sleep. Yeah, I guarantee you. I don't know, man. That's
one guy was in a front yard. He tried to cheap shot me. And I luckily I saw him. He clipped me, and I clipped him in my face. My fist literally melted into his face.
Damn.
Learning experiences. But yeah. That guy deserved every single bit of that. And then it was so funny. His guys were obviously not having it, so they left him there asleep. And everyone's, kind of laughing at him. And the sprinklers come on, and, dude, they're smoking him in the face.
He can't stand up.
Yep. Maybe I feel bad in hindsight, but I promise you deserve that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Every college fight I went into, I never even went to college to some of the schools. I just went there to fight. I just went there to fight the guys. I swear to God, it was bad, dude. It was bad. Anyways,
you
guys,
didn't go to college with all them Lukeisms. Where'd you learn all that?
I went to welding. I did a little sportsmanship, but as long as I went to college, I should have been like a doctor, like my wife. But I was just there for the parties. Yeah, I went to school of hard knocks.
Yo. There's a lot of different kinds of people in this world, Luke.
I know, man.
Luckily, you married a doctor.
Hey, I've done all right, man.
And a great woman.
I definitely married up.
Not just a doctor.
I married up. I'm good, man. I'm happy. All right, guys, that's it from the IG. If you guys want to listen to the whole podcast, it'll be up probably tomorrow morning. I'm going to work on it all night. Make sure you guys stay tuned. And, everybody. Dude, there's people from Scotland, freaking South Dakota, everybody's on this thing saying, Justin, thank you. We're rooting for you. And, man, this is nuts.
I promise you guys it's going to be one hell of a show.
Yeah, Justin said, it's promise you guys it's going to be one hell of a show. April 18th. All right, guys, I'm out. I'll finish this up with Justin. Thank you. Anyways, Justin, back to it. The question I have for you now, not to change gears or anything, but it's time.
So you're changing gears.
Yeah, I'm changing gears. Before we do this, I want to ask you, as a co-host of my show, Gladiators Unleashed, and everything, turkey hunting kind of put a damper on everything. This fight, Nebraska, like for me, it's a Debbie Downer, right?
They canceled the season that we couldn't go if we wanted.
Yep.
Baloney.
I know. But here's the thing, what I got to tell you.
What is it?
After you come back with that belt,
yeah,
you can come back up to my place and shoot a turkey at my place. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I've been calling every morning, and I kid you not, dude. I kid you not. Every morning I've been calling.
I lived with you for 3 months. There was turkeys on your roof.
I know. People don't believe that. Literally, I tell them. I know. I've been telling people. I'm like, bro, it's a hit and miss, though. Like, I have turkeys come through.
Or deer.
Or deer.
It's turkey or deer.
Yeah, deers. But here's the thing.
Deers.
Yeah, you ever catch a deers? So I try to tell people, I'm like, man, I have turkeys literally on top of my roof. Is that not true?
Literally on top of the roof.
Waking you up.
Yeah.
Just like that, huh?
It doesn't sound like that. It's like.
Yeah, they're walking all over the roof, huh? It's crazy. It scared the crap out of me the first time I heard it. But yeah, so we can put you on the roof.
Everything. You got bears at night.
Bears are out now.
Garbage because his shit smells so bad.
Dude, I walked out of here in my shop probably, I don't know, a couple nights ago. All faded. Uh-huh. All faded. But guess what sobered me up real quick? A mom and two cubs.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, did you go back in the garage?
No. I ran. I ran straight to the house.
To the house?
Yeah, dude. And I'm so glad the door wasn't locked. I was like this. Bye, Felicia. I was gone. I know. But so anyways, besides back to the hunting topic, what's your favorite animal to hunt?
I would say coos whitetail is my favorite hunt.
Why is that? Because you an Arizona boy or what?
Yeah, probably because that's what I grew up doing, but there's a big difference between sitting in a stand and out in the Arizona mountains, seeing a deer from, you know, half mile away, the spot scope, and then making a plan. And you take far shots, man. You take 400, 500, 600-yard shots. And it's awesome. My favorite kind of hunting.
Yeah, I mean, I went and did that with you that one year. Was it about 3 years ago, I think, we did coos?
Yeah, we can't maybe get drawn. Four.
Yeah, yeah, we can't get drawn to save our life. But that was probably the funnest hunt I've done in a long time. I love it because, well, it's January here, cold as hell here in Colorado. We go to Arizona and wearing T-shirts. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
I do like that. Tell us, what is your go-to weapon? Because God knows it ain't a bow, just like me.
No, I have a...
Western Precision.
7mm Winchester short mag.
It's a Western Precision, right?
Western Precision rifle?
Yeah.
Out of Arizona?
Yeah. Because I remember you guys...
got a carbon barrel. I got a... Is it a Burriscope or Leopold?
You got Leopold on it now.
Yep.
But you have you got that when you fought for World Series of Fighting, right?
Yeah, I've had that for like 6 years now.
Yeah,
I've only shot it about 40 times.
Yeah. Well,
pretty sad.
You need to shoot that.
Very first time I shot it was at a deer. I got it on that deer hunt.
Yep, I remember that.
That you were talking about in Arizona.
Yep, exactly.
That's when I picked it up and then I shot the deer the next day.
Yep. Yep, and well, that was what, a 300-yard shot, I think, if I remember right? You got that deer?
Well, the first shot I took was like, I missed the first time at like 6, and then we got to like 450.
Yeah.
It was also my first time shooting the gun.
Yeah.
But when they gave it to me, they gave me a chart, click it in.
Yep.
And you took a long shot.
Dude, I took the furthest shot I've ever done in my life, but that gun was so accurate. I wasn't scared to take it.
Yeah, so I didn't. It was my fault. It was uphill, and for some stupid reason in my mind, if it's uphill, it's farther. So I had him click an extra, you know, a couple extra clicks. It was like an 850-yard shot.
It was like 857, and I think.
He shot right over the damn back. It was like 856, yeah.
Yeah, I think I gave him a little buzz cut.
Right over the back.
Yeah.
It was my fault. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, though, because I remember seeing out through the phone scope and everything that Matt had. That was nuts, dude. You could see the, like, the vapor trail of that bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sweet. We got to go back and do that. I like those guys.
So, but point of the story, if it's uphill, it's closer.
Yeah.
Best flip.
What about going downhill?
I haven't got there yet.
It's closer, too. Just like an archery. I swear to God, dude, you think it's 20 yards, it's probably like 17, 16 yards. It's crazy.
Hold on, let me turn my grill off.
All right, shut it off. Anyways, I want to give this time a little break while Justin's shutting off his pit boss grill. I want to give a shout-out to Cafaro. Backpacks International. My boys are Aaron and Frank over there. The whole crew at the warehouse. They've been with
Audi
me.
Audi Denver. Let's give a shout out to Audi Denver.
Hey. Oh yeah, we got to give it to E-tron, huh?
I think it's a spaceship. I have a spaceship.
You definitely have a spaceship as a vehicle, dude. It's sweet. But Cafaro International, go check them out. Mention my name, GU20. Get 20% off that pack or shelter. Whatever, gear, whatever, GU20. Also, the other ones I want to give a big shout-out to is my boys over at Title Knives. Give them a GU15 and get 15% off your purchase with them. Man, those guys have been nothing but great to me. In fact, Gaethje has a few of them knives. So, yeah, give them a shout. Give them a follow. Order them up. Support them. And we'll go from there. All right, Justin, here's the next question. You got Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell, Robbie Lawler. You got to hunt one, fight one, and party with one.
I'm partying with Chuck Liddell.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
What was there, too? Hunt with one?
Hunt with one. And you got to hunt, fight, and party.
Me and Robbie Lawler can put on the best fight of a lifetime, and I'll hunt with Randy.
Right on, right on. That's a good one. I usually disagree with all my guests on that question, but I'm definitely going to say, yeah, I would definitely hunt with Randy because I know he's a big outdoorsman. I'm definitely going to fight Chuck just because he's the Iceman.
Fight Chuck?
Or no, Robbie Lawler, I'm sorry. I know I would party with Chuck because that dude has bars in Nebraska, and dude, he's a partier. I know.
He'll put you under the
Oh, come on, dude. I was telling Aaron, my hardest part of my body right now is my liver. My liver's a G right now.
I've been training that thing.
Yeah, I've been training. I've been moving overtime. You got 8 week camps.
You haven't even sparred me since I'd be pump kicking people. I was
come on, dude.
Hey,
Coach T already said 12 o'clock tomorrow. Be at Onyx, and guess what?
To film.
Guess what? It's on.
I'm going to get mopped up tomorrow.
It's on.
I've been having this kid, this damn 22-year-old kid comes in here and just whoops my ass, dude.
Who?
Ryan Deacon. Ryan Deacon.
Oh, yeah.
He wrestles at Northwestern.
Yep.
He's number one in the nation undefeated all year.
He's a G. He's a G. He's definitely a G. What? Does he remind you a lot of me? Like in my younger days? Hey, you better keep that straight face, bro.
Absolutely not, Luke. I was never even at that level. You couldn't even sniff my jockstrap.
Oh, my God. Come on, Justin. You throw me a bone here and there, okay? Ryan Deacon, Luke Adele, very compatible.
Yeah, I'm sure Ryan Deacon will be... I don't know. No.
Yeah, Ryan Deacon couldn't take my left hook. Promise.
True.
Very true. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. I like that. I like that. Talk to us now. You're a part of Onyx Labs, and I know Coach Trevor Whitman, he runs that whole outfitting business right there. Like, talk to us. What is it for the people that don't know? And I mean, tell us what it is. I know what it is. I need you to explain.
Onyx Lab. So, if you train, you know, if you do any kind of boxing, kickboxing, MMA, any kind of training, there's specifically MMA training. There's no such thing as an MMA training gear. Per se, you know, the big boxing headgear, you know, you can't grapple with that.
Right.
In MMA practice. So, again, as I said earlier, Trevor's an artist. This dude went to art school, and he started by making himself pads because he was having problems with his hands and wrists. Started with his mom's sewing machine down in the basement. Started making his own pads, and then, you know, my hands, I was having problems with hand issues. And so he made some gloves with an internal strapping system that makes the X. across the back of your hand, and it's connected to two straps that you tighten your glove with. And those, I don't have to wear a hand wrap. And so those for me were the game changers. And then he made me some. Everything was pretty much, he just made for me initially. Right. And he has the best tester in the world. Like I said, I have the densest bones. So if I'm going to break, if something's going to get broken down, I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to break it. It's pretty much built to break things. So I'm the tester. And yeah, he started, we got a headgear. Now we got a headgear. Now we got a whole training kit. So we've come a long way since we started. Now we're going to different MMA or UFC events. And we're going to outfit every UFC fighter with a training kit, which is going to include a headgear, 16-ounce pair of gloves, a 7-ounce pair of MMA sparring gloves, and then a 4-ounce pair of competition gloves that we want them to test out. It's going to have some shin guards. Damn. And it's all going to be custom fit. We put them on a 3D body scanner, and we scan their body. We got to get things like, you know, width and length. You know, it's crazy. Like, there's the 185-pound weight class, you got, or the 170-pound weight class, you got Tim Means and you got Deron Wynn. Tim Means is like 6'3", 6'4", super lengthy. And Deron Wynn is, you know, 5'8", 5'7", and they both fight in the same weight class. And so if they're going to order or try to find gear, they're both going to get large, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's either going to be too short or too wide. And so we find the width and length of everything on their body. Not everything, but arms, legs, head.
Wow. And then, wow.
We're going to send them a fight kit. So, yeah, that's what we're doing right now. We're having a little bit of a problem right now with our manufacturing.
Well, the whole world's shut down right now, but, so it's not.
So we're just on a little bit of a standstill right now, but it's about to get back going.
That's crazy. You just said Tim Means, man. I fought that guy here in Ring of Fire. I fought that dude.
You and Salas fought him.
Did Salas fought him in the UFC? That's right. He did fight him in the UFC. I fought him in the Ring of Fire. Yeah, that's crazy. I remember that dude. That dude is tall as hell.
He's still fighting.
Is he really?
Yeah, he just fought a couple not too long ago.
Did he? Holy cow, dude.
You could still be fighting, Luke.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't have the fire anymore, dude. The only fire I have is to go in there and do like a half a round with you, maybe. And that's it. That's it, dog. I just don't got the fire anymore. That's what I like, people honestly ask me, like, when I spar
like
with the
team. Professional round? That's 2.5 minutes.
All right. Well, okay, put it this way. I can go amateur round, 3-minute rounds with anybody. Fool, don't act like I never did even wrestle you a while back. And we did, what did we do? 6 rounds complete, back to back. But I died. I ain't going to lie.
6 30-second rounds. Yes,
we
did.
Bullshit, dude. You are such a liar. It was not 30 seconds.
About?
Dude, we were tugging and pulling.
Did we go?
Dude, 2 minutes.
How long did we
go? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minute rounds.
We did 6 2-minute goes.
God damn. Yeah, consistently wrestling with you is like freaking, man, it's unheard of. It's unheard of, especially a guy in my shape right now. And the sad thing, is you couldn't put this down, baby. I still got
it. You're in your prime, dude.
No, I don't. I know I'm not in my prime. I mean, I don't have it. I here's my deal, man. Like, people ask me all the time, like, why aren't you still fighting? Like, even like my students, just because I beat their ass up. I'm like, because you ain't good. You know what I mean? It ain't. I'm telling you right now, there's a difference between UFC level, local shows. I promise you that. I know for a fact. And you right now are now, like, you out of everybody are way different than everybody else. Like, you're a great training partner, honestly. Like, you go.
Yeah, I'm nice.
You are way nice. Except
man,
when
I've never proven there, Luke.
I know.
I'm just there to make us all have a good time.
I know, but there's times where you're not nice
and
to me.
And I'm not trying to answer to the wife, so.
Yeah, but you're not nice to me. How come? Now, hey, if Kalina was right here, my wife, you know you're not that nice to me sometimes.
Oh, I am.
You spank my ass harder than you hit people with sparring. That sounds weird right now. Wait.
I always slap his ass at the casino on the crap table when he needs one number left on the bonus.
Yeah, that sounded weird. Thanks for clearing that up.
Or if I want to just you know, or if he's being a dick, I'll just smack the show. I got dense bones.
Yeah, you kicked me. Dude, this guy kicked me one time so hard in the gym, right? You kicked me so hard in the gym, walked right by me, and we and him. I had it by iPhone in an OtterBox. Swear to God, in an OtterBox. He bent my phone in half. My phone was like literally.
His phone, he had the new curve.
I had the iPhone curve is what it was. My phone was like literally this. Like this. Yeah, it was bent like this.
And the OtterBox was snapped.
Oh, dude, broke by his shin. Swear to God. So if that just shows you how hard he kicks me and he doesn't realize it, it's a bunch of BS is what it is. Right? Right?
Sure.
The OtterBox don't lie. It's supposed to be bulletproof, bro. It ain't Gaethje proof. Dude, my wife wanted to kick your ass and shoot you for breaking my phone.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I don't understand. Like, she loves you more than anybody here. Well, besides Eva. Eva loves you.
Yeah, she cost her money.
I know. Take me to the ER. Raise my insurance. My wife told me, you can train, but just don't spar with Justin. Oh shit! Oh, right on, man. Well, I don't want to keep you. I don't want to keep you. I know. Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, man, thanks for jumping on here and doing this. I appreciate you. Like, honestly, just me saying this as you know, a friend and everything. Like, thank you for always letting me be a part of this, of your career, your journey. I appreciate it. I don't ever take it for granted. And tell us.
11 days, Luke.
I know,
11
dude.
11 days is you.
I know. I can't wait. You're such a dick. Oh, man. Tell us real quick, guys, or tell us real quick, Justin, right now, for all the people that's going to be sitting at home April 18th and you're about to go out and scrap, what do you say to the people? Tell them why do they tune in and watch you?
I've already fought 6 times, and I don't need to tell you guys anything. You already know. Best show on earth, best live show on earth going on April 18th, Max Effort.
Yep. Location to be announced.
Kumite style.
I don't know. Dana's the G, man. He's pulling it off. I got to give it to him.
We ain't there yet, but yeah, I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, he's definitely going to do it, I think. So, anyways, hey, Justin, thanks again. I appreciate you. Boys and girls.
Sorry I had to eat your face all the time, but I had to grow up.
No, it's all good. Hey, listen up, guys. We have the Violent One, Justin Gaethje. Make sure you turn that on April 18th. He's fighting for that strap. And guess what? You might even see me in the corner over there going like this. Hey. Anyways, make sure you give him a fight. Check him out. What is it? Violent One. Did you just
Violent,
play? Hey, wait on. Hang on. Hang on. Hold on. Hold the phone. Did you just blow your cheeks out? Oh, I hate you sometimes. Anyways, check it out. Check Violent out. What is it?
Violent-1.com.
All right, there you go.
Hit my bio on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, hit the bio on the Instagram. Follow him out on the IG. He is a... Yeah. Hey, right here.
Yo, you're my
Boom.
Model.
I got it right here on. Check it out. Boom. I got it. Right there. I got it on. It might be a little bit of medium right now on me just because I've been bulking. I'm in quarantine. I'll be getting that quarantine 15. You know what I'm saying? That quarantine 15's been on me. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in. And, hey, make sure you check out Leopold Optics. They're my dogs over there. Reza.
You've been quarantined today more than anybody I ever met in my life, obviously.
I have been quarantined. I ain't lying. I ain't going to lie. Hey, check it out. Cryptek, the camo for life. It's my boys over there, Cryptek. Check them out. Yep. Okay, Title Knives, Cafaro, and most of all, let's be rooting. You know, the one thing I want everybody to know is Justin might not be able to hear it, but that night when it comes down to him fighting, everybody at home is gonna be Gaethje, 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 Gaethje,
Gaethje. And all the energy.
Right on, baby.
I'll take it all.
Right on. Right on. Well, thank you. And like I said, we appreciate you. And I'll see you tomorrow.